It's Monday, October 7th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Police and EMS are conducting a drill in Cumberland this evening. A missing Shell Lake man was found safe this weekend. Former President Donald Trump was in southern Wisconsin on Sunday, and President Joe Biden visits Milwaukee tomorrow. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Emergency services are conducting a mock mass casualty training drill in Cumberland today. The Cumberland Police Department and Cumberland Healthcare said the hospital, police department, and Barron County Sheriff's Department will be doing the drill between 6 and 8 p.m. today. The purpose of the drill is to strengthen response protocols and preparedness. Residents should not be alarmed at the increased presence of police and emergency services in Cumberland this evening. A silver alert for a missing Shell Lake man has been canceled after he was located safe. The alert was issued late Friday evening for 71-year-old Michael Carpenter. The Washburn County Sheriff's Office said he was located safe on Saturday. Back in Wisconsin over the weekend, former President Donald Trump rallied supporters at the Dodge County Airport in Juneau with another dark message. Trump said, quote, "Our country will be over," end quote, if he loses in November.
"The only way to avoid this miserable fate for America is if Wisconsin and the entire Midwest turn, and I mean turn out in record numbers."
The Republican presidential candidate called migrants the major threat to America, referring to them as, quote, "horrible people that are destroying our country," end quote. He was joined on stage by U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, who said he's spoken with thousands of Wisconsinites who want to thank the former president. Donald Trump is making it quite clear how important Wisconsin is in the presidential race. The former president was there Sunday for the fourth time in 8 days. As his campaign showers attention on a pivotal state where Republicans fret about his ability to match Democrats' enthusiasm and turnout machine, Trump rallied voters in Juneau in Dodge County, which he won in 2020 with 65% of the vote. Wisconsin is perennially tight in presidential elections, but it's gone for the Republicans just once in the last 40 years. That was in 2016 when Trump won the state. A win in November could make it impossible for Democrat Kamala Harris to take the White House. President Joe Biden is back in Wisconsin tomorrow. Bob Haig tells us more.
Biden is holding a White House event in Milwaukee focused on creating jobs to replace lead pipes. He'll follow that with a trip to the Philadelphia area to campaign for Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey. Biden had delayed his travel due to Hurricane Helene response, the now resolved East Coast longshoremen's strike, and Iran's attack on Israel. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A couple, Stan and Nicole Seiler from Sparta, are organizing relief efforts and emergency supplies for areas in North Carolina stricken by Hurricane Helene. Stan, who is from Boyceville, said his uncle lives in Asheville, North Carolina, which was hit hard.
"But this, you know, in the mountains, this is unprecedented. You know, the mudslides and the flooding, it's just utter destruction up there. We at least knew he was all right almost right away, but he straight up asked us for help. And so we can't ignore that. And then more and more of these stories are coming across our social media feeds. And it's heart-wrenching."
The couple are collecting donations of supplies and funds to bring to those who need it most in those areas. They said items needed included baby supplies and food, water, Benadryl, personal hygiene products, pet food, blankets, camp stools, towels, washcloths, and cleaning supplies like soap, bleach, and vinegar. They are collecting items at Seiler's business in Sparta, Veterans Powertrain Performance, and also at a friend's residence in Dallas at 120 Hampton Avenue South. Donations can be made to Nicole's Venmo at Free Spirit Findings or Stan's PayPal, sales at veteranspowertrainperformance.com. They will depart this Wednesday for Florence, South Carolina, and then work their way to family and others in need in North Carolina. That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.